Hello, this is Bianca Westwood from Gillette Soccer Saturday on Sky Sports, and you are listening to the V2 Football Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the 72 Show. I'm Anthony Kendrick, and joining me we've got Nick Davey.
Good evening.
And we've got Mark Beard.
How you doing? You alright?
I'm good, thanks. So, Mark, you've joined us a few times for interviews. Are you well at the moment?
Yeah, good, mate. Busy. I'm Academy, which takes up a lot of my time, but also work with Brighton under 15s and 16s now. So, my missus never sees me. Always out.
I'm sure Nick's got plenty of questions about Brighton being a fan of them.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, well, the season's going pretty well for Brighton. Is there anyone in the under 15s or 16s that's looking like they're going to potentially make a step up?
Yeah, we've got a really good, they've got a new stadium a few seasons ago, and they've got one of the best training grounds in the country as well now. So,
yeah.
And with that, got Cat 1 status. So, the players we've been able to recruit the last few years, John Morley's done a fantastic job, and in the 15s and 16s, he's called up for England and for Scotland in both. It's looking really promising.
So how long have you been at Brighton now?
Since the start of the season, so from July. I work with Paul Holder, who's a great guy to learn off. He's a head of coaching there, and also work with Ben Smith at Arsenal, Hereford, Southend and Crawley, man. So I think we work really well as a team, and it's a real good setup, as I say.
So like, how long ago was it you decided you wanted to get into coaching once you'd left the game? Was it a decision you made early on, or was it something?
Yeah, I've been coaching since when I was young. My dad ran football teams, and then he was head of recruitment at Millwall. So even when I was a young pro, 18, 19, I was going into development centres and helped coach there. And then he went to Cholton, and then I was helped run the centre there. So I've been coaching since 18, and I probably got my first senior job at 28 and Pedro. Me and Vinny Samways took the team. A third division side out there, and so from then I've got the bug and always knew I wanted to step into it. So I've done all my badges now, just finished my 8-for-8 last week. I've done everything I could do. I mean, next step is the pro license, but you don't really need that unless you're managing at top level.
Is that something that would be an aspiration for yourself? Or
100%, yeah. I'm always trying to improve myself and get to the next level to show. So. If opportunities come along, I'll take it.
Alright. At the moment then, have you got anything you want to plug or anything like that?
As I say, I run the own academy, which we won the Sussex County Cup last week for the second year running. It's an academy made up of lads who have been released from pro clubs at 16. And the development in the last 2 years, they're playing, obviously, youth football, they're playing men's football because I run Luxwood Football Club as well, the first team, which is tied up with my academy, so we can play in links. And I've got about 7 or 8 under-18 playing in the Sussex County Premier, fourth in the league, and doing really well in that as well. So not only to get day-to-day training, we're also playing men's football, which has improved massively. Played a lot of pro clubs. We played England under-16s recently, and only lost 4-2. And that under-16 team went on to win a massive tournament against Brazil, Portugal and Holland. So we did well there with the AFC Wimbledon, and those prepping for the Chelsea FA Youth Cup game. Now it's unbeaten in 11, so it does go to show that doing something right and that the kids are improving, even though they're not at that level, they just need a chance or something.
What do you think are the most crucial factors with developing kids? Is it starting young, do you think, or is it?
I think, personally, overcoaching clubs. I mean, as I say, I lived in Spain and literally let them play at a young age. So they get used to make mistakes, but you go to any club in the country, 8, 9, 10, they're just screaming to pass. They don't know and try things and try different positions. I mean, that's one of the things I try and do with my, even my 18, 16, 17, 18, I was trying in different positions. But my son was a centre forward, we got released from Brighton. We tried him a few different positions, and left wing, centre mid, and he's ended up left back now. Now he's got a lot of clubs looking at him, but I don't think he would have got that chance if he had been in a pro club, because they don't give an opportunity. In Holland and countries like that, trying in different areas, even in Spain, right? You get comfortable in every position. So, I just think I overcoached in this country.
Must have been interesting experiencing a new culture in Spain as well. I know as part of your playing career, you were there for a couple of years as well.
Yeah, that's right. And we're lucky because we lived in Marbella and we're right next to the MPS, which is like a massive place where teams come from all over the training, especially the Russians. So we had good experience of watching the Russians, who were in Champions League, Norwegian teams, Swedish teams, and even a lot of English teams used to come over. So whenever used to come, we used to go along, just watch the training, watch different cultures. So yeah, that was good as well. So it was good experience. So that's the best way of learning, I feel, just to watch. You may not learn a lot in the 2 hours, but you may just pick up one or two things in the sessions and think, yeah, I'll try that. So yeah, that was interesting.